WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, loves. Welcome back to Level Up Daily Women's Motivation Ritual, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this beautiful, chaotic journey called life with a little more grace, confidence, and maybe even some laughter along the way. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can be both intimidating and incredibly liberating. Embracing your emotional vulnerability is a strength. Ever felt like hiding those tears, stuffing down that frustration, or putting on a brave face even when you're crumbling inside? You know that feeling, right? We've been taught for so long to be strong, to tough it out, to never show weakness. But what if I told you that vulnerability isn't a sign of weakness, but actually the key to unlocking deeper connections, personal growth, and even increased resilience? Think about it. True intimacy, genuine friendships, and meaningful relationships all require us to open up, to let our guard down, and share our authentic selves, imperfections and all. So, how do we learn to embrace this vulnerability? How do we shift from seeing it as a threat to recognizing its immense power? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you level up in this area. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. The first step is simply acknowledging your feelings. Don't judge them, don't try to suppress them. Just allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear without resistance. Remember, every emotion serves a purpose. It's telling you something. When you pay attention to your emotional cues, you start to understand yourself better and build self-awareness. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, we're all human, and everyone experiences vulnerability at some point. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. 3. Communicate authentically. Sharing your feelings with trusted individuals can be incredibly liberating. It doesn't mean you need to overshare or burden everyone around you. But choose those who offer a safe space for vulnerability: friends, family members, therapists, or even mentors. Be honest about your experiences and needs. When we express ourselves authentically, we build deeper connections and create stronger relationships. 4. Seek support when needed. There's absolutely nothing wrong with reaching out for help when you need it. Whether it's talking to a therapist, joining a support group, or confiding in someone you trust, remember that asking for support is a sign of strength, not weakness. We all need a helping hand sometimes, and there are incredible resources available to guide us through challenging times. 5. Celebrate your courage. Each time you choose to be vulnerable, acknowledge your bravery. It takes courage to shed your armor and allow yourself to be seen, truly seen. Celebrate those moments of authenticity. Remember, the more you practice vulnerability, the easier it becomes, and the more fulfilling your relationships and life experiences will be. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a challenging project, feeling overwhelmed and unsure of yourself. You could try to pretend everything is fine, but deep down, that pressure is building. Instead, you take a moment, breathe deeply, and reach out to your trusted colleague. You share your feelings, ask for advice, and acknowledge that you need support. What happens next? Suddenly, the weight lifts. You feel a sense of relief knowing you're not alone in this struggle. Your colleague offers valuable insights and encouragement, helping you navigate this situation with newfound confidence. See how vulnerability opens doors to collaboration, support, and even creative problem solving. So, my loves, remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to connect on a deeper level, experience true intimacy, and unlock our full potential. Start by embracing the small acts of vulnerability. Share your feelings with someone you trust, ask for help when needed, or simply acknowledge your emotions without judgment. Remember, every step towards authenticity is a victory. Keep leveling up, babes. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a dose of emotional empowerment. Let's create a world where vulnerability isn't feared, but celebrated, a world where we can all shine our brightest selves. See you tomorrow for another dose of Level Up Daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.